what we have here in the Rambam with regard to Kibud V'Oneg on Shabbos is that the Rambam says that the Iker Chiyuv Kibud is Rochets Panov Yodov Raglov. He washes his hands and his face Bechamin on Erev Shabbos. That's called Kovod Shabbos. Misatev Betzitzis. V'yoshev b'koved rosh miyachel lahakbolas pnei shechina kemoshu yotze l'kras hamelach. So the Rambam defines kibud as being miyachel, that means longing and anticipating for kabbalah Shabbos, kabbalah pnei shechina. Afterwards, the Rambam goes on, he has more specific details about how you makayim the mitzvah of kvod Shabbos. And you have to wear clean clothes, and you shouldn't eat a full suda, so you go into Shabbos ready for a full suda, and so forth. So those are more the details, how to organize the house, the tikkun habayis, for the Shabbos. But clearly, when the Rambam says, Ezu Kibud, this is the Rambam in Perek Lamed Halacha Beis, the Rambam defines Kibud as not Ksus Nikia and setting up the Shulchan Aruch, but going out with all this COVID rush, with all this serious attitude, in order to receive the Melech, the King, which is the Shechina, which is Shabbos. So we can now summarize two dimensions of Kibud. Number one, the Iker Mitzvah Kibud, which takes place on Erev Shabbos, and that's Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. Number two, to prepare the house so that during Shabbos, everything is arranged, the Shabbos can be mechubad, we wear clean clothes and special clothes. Obviously, the second kiyum reflects the first kiyum and evolves from it. If Shabbos represents the presence of God, then we have to prepare the house. God is coming. And these two mitzvot, these two dimensions of kibud, are in the pasuk in Yeshayahu HaNavi, v'karasa l'Shabbos oneg, l'kdosh Hashem mechubad. What is l'kdosh Hashem mechubad? The kibud is an awareness and a feeling for the hashras hashchina, for the fact that the divine presence resides in our homes on Shabbos. And therefore, Shabbos, which is called Kadosh Hashem, is the pasuk Yeshayahu HaNavi tells us we have to be mechabed the Shabbos because the Shabbos is Kvod Hashem. There's an identity here between Shabbos and the Shechina. L'kadosh Hashem mechubot. Shabbos is the Kvod Hashem. We have to give it kavod. Okay, so now we're going to take a look at how we can develop this further. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Tes. You see it there? On the very next page, on top. Just that you follow. Amalei Reish Galusa L'Rav Huna Mai Dechsiv L'Chdosh Hashem Mechubad Amalei Zeu Yom HaKippurim She'ein Lo Lo Achila V'Lo Shesia Omra Torah Kabdehu B'Ksus Nikia. So we have here a statement interpreting the pasuk of Kvod Shabbos as referring to Yom Kippur. Why? How do you fulfill this on Yom Kippur? You can't organize the house and the table to set it for eating and drinking. There's no eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. But there's a special mitzvah wearing clean clothes, beautiful clothing on Yom Kippur. That's how we fulfill the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos, in this case, Kvod Yom Kippur. So there's a machlokas here between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi interprets the pasuk L'kdosh Hashem Mechubad as referring to Yom Kippur. And then, in the other part of the pasuk, when it says Kibdoso Be'asos Drachecha, that's referring to Shabbos. The Rambam disagrees. He says the entire pasuk, from beginning to end, is referring to Kvod Shabbos. The Rambam in Perek Lamed Milcha Shabbos says ki Kvod Shabbos Mekorv LeKadosh Hashem Mechubad. I, the Gemara, says that this is referring to Yom Kippur. That's only a ribui. That's only to include Yom Kippur amongst the Yomim Tovim, that they too are included in the obligation of kibbut. Meaning, even though Yom Kippur is completely excluded from oneg, which means achil and shesia, eating and drinking we can't fulfill on Yom Kippur, nevertheless there is a chiyuv of kibbut on Yom Kippur, like there is on all Yom Tovim. Where do we find in the Rambam that there's a chiyuv kibbut even on Yontif? In the sixth parak of Hilchus Yontif, Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam says, "Kshem shem mitzvah lechvod lechavet Shabbos ula anga kach kol yomim tov." So too, we include Yontif in this mitzvah of kavod v'onek. Shemar lechvosh lekdosh Hashem mechubad. And Kedosh Hashem, we said, defines Shabbos. Shabbos is the sanctity of Shabbos, the sanctity of Shekhinah. V'kol yomim tovim nemar ben mikra kodesh. Yontif is called mikra kodesh. So you see explicitly that according to the Rambam, the Gemara that we saw in Shabbos Kuf Yud Tes is referring to Yontif, not to Yom Kippur specifically. There's a special emphasis on Yom Kippur that even though there's no oneg, nevertheless what you're left with is kavod. But now I'd like to raise a question. When the Gemara wants to say that there is still kavod on Yom Kippur, despite the fact that we don't have oneg, but we still have kavod, what's the Gemara's concrete realization or expression of that mitzvah of kavod with regard to Yom Kippur? How does it express itself? Wearing clean clothing, correct? I don't understand. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos told us that what's the ikar mitzvah of kibud? Is to go out and accept the Shabbos. He's mekabel l'pnei Shechina, l'pnei HaMelech. Wearing clean clothes is a secondary fulfillment of the mitzvah of kibud. That's not the primary chiyuv. When the Rambam defines kibud in Perek Lamed Halacha Beis Milchus Shabbos, he's talking about being miyachel, anticipating, waiting, longing, going out there to be mekabel Shabbos, to receive the Shabbos, the melech. So why did the Gemara say, when the Gemara wanted to tell you that even Yom Kippur is likewise included in the midst of kibud, why did the Gemara have to stretch its arm out to a secondary fulfillment of that mitzvah through Ksus Nekiyah? Why didn't the Gemara say, Zeh Yom Kippur, Shein Bo Lo Achila, Velo Shasiyah, El Mechabdeyu B'yichul, U'Bekovid Rosh, with anticipation, with serious solemnity, Ka'adam Ayotze, L'Kras HaMelech, let's go out and greet the king. The answer is that there's no Kabbalas Yontif in Halacha. There's no such thing as being mekabel yontif. There's being mekabel the Shabbos, going out and greeting the melech as he enters, usher him in, but that has no parallel in yontif. There is a fundamental difference between Shabbos and yontif. On Shabbos, we are mekabel pnei Shabbos. On yontif, there's no din of kabbalas yontif. Now, parenthetically, the Rav assumes here, in this Yahrzeit Shir, that there's no din of yichul to be miyachel, to anticipate, to wait longingly for the Yom Kippur, to accept the Yom Kippur. However, in a different shiur that the Rav gave, which I found summarized by Aaron Lustiger, called Before Hashem, You Shall Be Purified, on pages 63 and 64, the assumption is that even with regard to Yom Kippur, we should be miyachel and we should anticipate Yom Kippur. In fact, the Rav in this shir understood that mitzvah of being miyachel, of a certain sense of expectancy and yearning, and a nervous tension, as we prepare for our encounter with God on Yom Kippur, that generates the mitzvah of Tevilah B'mikvah. We go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur in order to achieve spiritual purity, and this takes place before the beginning of Yom Kippur because we anticipate Yom Kippur. And we have to anticipate the guest arrival. We have to prepare for him and get ourselves into a state of tahara even before Yom Kippur. So that's just the point I wanted to make. But getting back to this Yahrzeit Shiur, at this point, Yom Kippur is a member of a group called Yomim Tovim. There's no difference in Yom Kippur and Yontif, and there's no Kabbalas Yontif. Okay? And therefore there's no Kabbalas Yom Kippur. He said, in the Minhag Ashkenaz, when there is an overlap, when Yom Tov coincides with Shabbos, we don't say Bo'ichala, according to that Minhag. Why? Because it's Yontif. And if it's Yontif, this dimension of Kibud, which on Shabbos is primary, it's the primary mode of Kibud, namely, to greet the Shabbos, doesn't apply. On Yontif, when we say Yontif is included in the midst of Kibud, what we're referring to is organizing the table and the house and making sure that everything is set and beautiful and wearing clean clothes. But the Kabbalas Yontif doesn't apply. Why? So in order to answer this question, we want to compare Shabbos with Yontif. And we want to notice and emphasize that there's one mitzvah on Yontif that doesn't apply in Shabbos at all. And that is the mitzvah of Simcha. Tosfos already in Moed Katan, on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, points out that as a result of the fact that there's no Simcha on Shabbos, therefore, we have a din that Shabbos is ol l'minyan avelus. You know, every case of Shiva, Rachmana Litzlan, has Shabbos in it. Shabbos always has to overlap with avelus. And we will count that day as part of the days of avelus. In other words, Shabbos is not antithetical to avelus. Whereas Yontif is always trumps avelus, completely undermines avelus. Why? Because Shabbos doesn't have that status of what's called Omeid Lifnei Hashem. I stand in front of Almighty God on Shabbos. That special status is limited, is the singular endowment of Yontif. Yontif is Simcha. Simcha means Omeid Lifnei Hashem, standing in the presence of God. Wherever a person is on Yontif, there is Simcha. And a man is standing in the presence of God. Therefore, there's no avelus. There's no grieving, mourning on Yontif. The Gemara in Moed Katan on Daf Yudal and Amud Beis says that Kohen Gadol could never have avelus. There's no nihug avelus. There's no observance of the avelus laws in the case of a Kohen Gadol any day of the year, not just on Yontif. Why? So the Gemara coins a new phrase: Kol Yimos Hashana. For the Kohen Gadol, every day of the year is Kiregel Damya. It's like Yontif. And therefore there's no avelus. Why? We're not going to say that a Kohen Gadol is chayv in the midst of Simcha the whole year round. But rather the essence of Simcha is Omeid Lifnei Hashem. That's the status of a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol, no matter where he is, and no matter what he's doing, is always Omeid Lifnei Hashem. He's standing in the presence of God. And therefore, his avelus doesn't exist. Kvodo v'tif'arto shel Kohen Gadol lios yoshev b'migdash kol hayom. The Rambam in Hilchos Klei Migdash, in the fifth perek, the seventh halacha, says that a Kohen Gadol is considered halachically yoshev b'migdash. He's always in the Beis HaMikdash. What is the Beis HaMikdash? It's standing in the presence of God. The Kohen Gadol, therefore, is always constantly standing in the presence of God. And therefore, he can never be obligated in avelus. If this be the case, if our premise, our operating premise, is that the Ikar Mitzvah of Kibud is Kabbalas Pnei HaMelech, why is it that there's no Kabbalas Pnei HaMelech on Yontif? And in order to explain this, we would like to go into a different question. What's the difference between the Beis HaMikdash and a Beit Knesset? We know that the laws that apply to a Beit Knesset because of its sanctity are almost but not exactly identical to the laws that apply to the Beis HaMikdash, which is also a place of sanctity. It's the greatest sanctity that we have in Makkah. The Mishnah Megillah, says the following on Chaf Ches Amud Aleph: Beis Knesses Shecharev Ein Maspidim B'Socho. It has a whole list of Isurim. We are enjoined from doing various things in a Beit Knesset, in a house of worship. Amongst them, Ein Osin Oso Kapandria. We're not allowed to walk through a synagogue in order to get to the shortest, through the shortest route, the shortcut. You can't make a shortcut through a synagogue. And why not? Shenemar, because of the pasuk Vishamti es mikdashechem kedushasam af k'shehem shomim. It means that even after the mikdash was destroyed, there still is a sanctity, which is a mirror image, a microcosm of that greater Kedusha that's Beis HaMikdash, and that penetrates and defines a Beis HaKnesses. The Rambam, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, in the sixth perek, he says that we derive from this pasuk, it's a pasuk in Vayikra, perek Chavav, pasuk Lamed Aleph, that Kidsha L'Shaita V'Kidsha L'Asid Lava, as far as Mikdash Yerushalayim, the Kedusha HaMakom continues even after Churban, after destruction. But when we do an analysis of the laws of Kedushas Migdash, and we compare them to those of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, we find a fundamental difference between the two. The halach of Kavod with regard to Beis HaKnesses expresses itself in the fact that we have to treat the Beit HaKnesset and behave properly there without any kalus rosh. Without any, how would you say kalus rosh in English? Levity? Lightheadedness. And the Gemara says in Megillah on Daf Chav Ches Amud Bey Amud Aleph and the Rama Menilchus Tefila Perek Yud Aleph, Batei Knesios Batei Midrashos Nogim Em Kavod Mechabdin Oso Marbitzim Oso, have to keep them clean, the synagogues and the house of study. This is all a result of the fact that there is the sanctity of the place of Kedushas Makom in a Beis HaKnesses. That's where the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, presides. However, if you take a look at the Mishnah in Brachos at the beginning of Perek HaRoeh, you'll see that with regard to Batei Knesios, with regard to synagogues, the law is that you're allowed to wear your sandals, your minnow. You're even allowed to spit in a shul, but only kapandria is awesome. With regard to Beis HaMikdash, on the other hand, minol and rekika is prohibited. The fundamental difference between Beit HaMikdash and Beit HaKnesset is that even though a Beit HaKnesset, a synagogue, a person has to observe and behave in a way of dignity, Beis HaMikdash has an additional mitzvah, not only kibud but also yira. As the pasuk says, "V'es mikdash itiro," we have to fear the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Rambam in the seventh parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira tells us that we are commanded in the mitzvah of yira min hamikdash u'mikdash itiro. And how does that mitzvah of yira express itself? Lo yikanes adam b'makelo. O b'minol shebaraglov, o b'afundoso b'avaksha al raglov. There are many different prohibitions here about the way a person enters in to the Beis HaMikdash or even the Har HaBayis. Those prohibitions do not find any parallel in the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah in the 11th parak, which is dedicated to the mitzvah of Kvod Beit HaKnesset. So there's a fundamental difference between Kavod and Yira. How do we understand this difference? Because Yira generates an obligation upon a man in many things that he's not obligated under or within the framework of kibbut. Why is there no obligation of yira in a Beit HaKnesset? If a Beit HaKnesset is a Migdash Ma'at, it has the qualities of a Beis HaMigdash, why don't we find the mitzvah of yira, which would take us so much further? And the answer to this lies in the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Rava, ki besa. He treats the Beit HaKnesset in the same respect that he would treat his own house. Ma besa akapandria kapit inchi. I wouldn't allow you just to tromps through my living room to use it as a shortcut. That's not the way we treat our house. Arakiko mino lo kapit inchi. But if you have to spit or you have to wear your sandals, nobody's mocked. Treat the Beit HaKnesset the way you treat your house. The main fundamental difference, thus, between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesset is the following. In Beis HaMikdash, a person is enjoined from doing things which he would normally do in his house. He's got to go above and beyond that because of the mitzvah of yira, of mora migdash, of fear and reverence that he has for the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaKnesset, on the other hand, they were only prohibited for doing things that a person would be very careful not to do in his own house. It would seem to me, the Rav says, that Rava is revealing a very fundamental principle about Hashras HaShechina, about the Shechina coming. There are two modes of Shechina. Sometimes Almighty God invites man into his home, the Beis Olamim, into the Beis HaMikdash. Man is a guest in God's palace. Halachically, when a man enters the Beis HaMikdash, he is entering into the home of Almighty God. Sometimes, Almighty God, who fills all the spaces in the universe and more, can come down from on high to answer in response to man's prayer, and he's mashre shchinasa. His shchina resides in the house of man. The paradox is that man, on the one hand, is the handiwork of God. He's physical. He's mortal. Here today and gone tomorrow. In the kever, in the burial place. Living in a physical body. And yet he becomes the host, and Almighty God, Kaviyochol, becomes the guest. God is invited by man to enter into man's house and lives with man in man's own house. On the other hand, when a man enters into the home of Almighty God, he becomes obligated not only in kavod, but also in yira, because he's going into the palace of the king. He is completely overwhelmed with a sense of fear, trembling, and awe when he enters into God's palace. Everything is clear, everything is splendid, this beauty, this splendor. When God, on the other hand, enters into man's house and becomes a guest in man's home, now the Baal HaBayis, the host, has to act in a very respectable way, very dignified. However, the guest does not demand of man, of the host, yira, be afraid of me. After all, this is your home. In your home, you can act, and you should act in a dignified way, and certainly when you have such an incredible guest, a significant guest. But there's no yira. You're at home. The Beis HaMikdash is called throughout the Tanakh Beis Hashem. It's the house of God. You'll see this in one pasuk, one verse after another. There's a whole list of verses. And once you're in the Beis Hashem, you're obligated in yira. When a man enters into the Migdash of God, and God is Mekabel Panav, God reaches out to welcome him and bring him into his house and host him, man is in the palace of God, he stands with trembling and fulfills his obligation of yira, of reverence. Ves mikdashai tirot. The pasuk says, "Vani berov chazdecha ovo beisecha shtachval aichal chodshecha birasecha." I enter into your heichal, into your chambers, Almighty God, be yirasecha, with a great deal of fear. And that's the essence of mora migdash. In that case, many things become prohibited. But the beis hakneses, the synagogue, is beiso shel adam, as we saw Rava saying before in the Gemara in Brachas Samach Gimel. The Torah calls it a bayis. It's a migdash ma'at, but it's not a migdash. It still remains man's own house. It belongs to him. In fact, halachically, the Tuvei Ha'ir, the seven elders of the city, have a right to even sell a synagogue. This is an inyan of tzedakah, which belongs to the tzibur. Yes, there is Hashras HaShchina. God certainly enters into the Beit HaKnesset. But he's entering into the Rishus, into the domain of man. Beiso Shel Adam. If we understand this distinction very clearly, then we could apply this in a parallel situation in the case of Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, we enter in to God's home. We are the guests, and He, Almighty God, is the host. The essence of the regel, what defines the nature of Yom Tov, is the Beis HaMikdash. The essence of the sanctity of the day of Yom Tov is a sanctity that is inextricably connected to Beis HaMikdash. The Kriya that we read on Yom Tov from Kol HaBachar deals solely, is totally dedicated to this sanctity, the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore all the mitzvahs of Yom Tov revolve around the Beis HaMikdash. Re'iyas Panim, we have to show up in the Heichal, in the Azar. We have to bring Karbonos. We have to eat the Shlamim. We have to bring the Chagiga and the Karban Simcha. The obligation of Yom Tov is to stand with Hashem. We spoke about the Kohen Gadol who's standing in front of Hashem the whole year round. He's always in Migdash. As we said, the Rambam's language is Tif'arto kvodo v'tif'arto shel Kohen Gadol yos yoshev v'migdash kol yom. He's always omed with Hashem. We are omed with Hashem on regular. On this day of Yom Tov, it is our obligation to enter into the home, to the palace of God, to the Beis Olam, into the Gvul, how should I say, within the boundaries of the Shekhinah. In essence, who's Mekabel whom on Yom Tov? Are we Mekabel Hashem, the Shekhinah, or is the Shekhinah Mekabel us? It's the Shekhinah's Mekabel us, Kabil. Avinu Shebashamayim is accepting us. We enter into his home. And this is true for Yom Tov, with or without the Beis HaMikdash. Even though today we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, the sanctity of the day is still identical. The day generates a connection between man and his creator, similar to that of the encounter of man at the time the Mikdash stood, when we entered into God's palace. The essence of Yom Tov is Yeira kol zchurcha es pnei Hashem Elokecha. Therefore, the mitzvah of Simcha applies even today, because Simcha equals lifnei Hashem, standing in the presence of God, and that mitzvah of Simcha applies even today. Although we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but somehow the Kedusha of Yom Tov penetrates and overflows even beyond the Beis HaMikdash. And the essence of the day is still the same. The Kedusha Yom is the same. It connects us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'achaltem shom lifnei Hashem Elokecha usmachtem, the mitzvah of simcha regenerates, so to speak, or reconnects us to lifnei Hashem. Shabbos is the flip side. Completely different. Shabbos is not connected to the Beis HaMikdash, despite the fact that we have a Karban Musaf on Shabbos. But the essence of Shabbos, its sanctity, is not connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos was given to Bnei Yisrael even before the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. On Shabbos, a person doesn't enter into the home, into the palace of God. On the contrary, on Shabbos, God enters with His Shechinah into the Rishus, into the domain of man, into the home of man. The paradox is how Ein Sof, God who is unlimited, is infinite, can somehow contract, so to speak, His Shechinah, His presence, and enter into the physical universe, into the home that is a product of man's handiwork for the entire 24 hours of Shabbos. Shabbos is not a kiyum of lifnei Hashem. We're not standing in front of God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives with man in man's humble abode. And therefore there's no simcha on Shabbos. The mitzvah of simcha doesn't apply on Shabbos. When we say Yismuchu Malchuscha in Musaf, that's only because for that moment we are in the Bechina, we are in the status of Karban, and we're lifnei Hashem, but that's only for the Musaf. But for Shabbos in general, man is not lifnei Hashem, and therefore he has no Simcha. On the contrary, on Shabbos, God, so to speak, is a partner. He empathizes with man, man's difficulties, and his challenges. And therefore, who's coming on Shabbos to greet us, to enter into our house? Who's coming on Shabbos to be a guest in our homes? It's part of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we have to go out on Erev Shabbos to be Mekabel L'Pnei Shechinah. And therefore, when the Gemara talks about the Chi of Kibud on Yontif or on Yom Kippur, the Gemara has to figure out, well, how does that Chi of Kibud express itself? How do I fulfill the mitzvah of kibud? It can't be in the identical way that I do it on Shabbos, because on Shabbos, my ikar, my primary mode of kibud, is yichul, is going out and being mekabel l'pnei Shechina, receiving the guest. So the Gemara could only come up on Yontif with the answer of ksus nekiyah, of the secondary forms of kibud. Because man, on Shabbos, is a little bit together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same ma'on, and that certainly means he's got the mitzvah of kibud. You know, if the melech malchi amlochim, if Shabbos HaMalka is coming and entering into my home, then certainly I have to organize my home. I mean, that aspect of kibud for sure applies. But this obligation, which falls upon every individual insofar as his house becomes the guest house, so to speak, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to beautify the home, to organize it, to wear clean clothes. Because for a temporary basis, on a temporary basis for 24 hours plus, it becomes the ma'on, the living domicile of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we have to be mekabel to it. We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our homes on Shabbos. And therefore the house has to be organized. We have to wear clean clothes, beautiful clothes. That for sure is true. But simcha, are we entering into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's abode? That is something special to Yontif. And therefore, since we are guests on Yontif in God's abode, there's no Kabbalas Pnei Yontif. There's no din of Neitzei Likras Yontif HaMelech. But rather, God welcomes us, Kaviyochel, into His abode. That's where Simcha abounds. That's where Avelus' antithetical is completely rejected. That's where God accepts us and receives us, on Yontif. And we are standing Lifnei Hashem. In conclusion, therefore, when Yontif overlaps with Shabbos, coincides with Shabbos, the Ashkenazic minig is to omit Lecha Dodi because we are entering into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's boundary bounds on Yom Tov. And therefore, to say we're going out to be Mekabel the Melech is very difficult. The Sfaradim, however, they do recite certain parts of Lecha Dodi, although they omit others, because from their perspective, even though there's Yom Tov, and God is accepting us into His Ma'on, into His domicile, nevertheless, it's also Shabbos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a guest in our home. And therefore, insofar as it's Shabbos, we have to go be Mekabel Pnei Shechina, even though at the same time, God is receiving us and welcoming us. So according to the Sephardic meaning, there's no contradiction between these two dimensions, Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Let's just clarify one more point about Kibud. On Yom Tov, there is a mitzvah of Kibud, to arrange the house beautifully, the tables, to clean the house up, and of course wear clean clothes. That, in that realm, there's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. However, be a soda dover, if you want to get down to the fundamentals, there are two different obligations. On Shabbos, we beautify the house, organize the table, etc., because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming into our house. We've greeted Him, that's the Iker Kibud, and we've brought Him in, Kaviyochel, into our abode, into the human home, and it's got to be beautiful for in honor of this guest. In the case of Yom Tov, it's a different halacha. We go into God's Migdash on Yom Tov, and the Simcha of Lifnei Hashem applies even without the Beis HaMikdash, because on Yom Tov, man's own home is considered the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, our ma'on, our little domicile, humble domicile, is considered like the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Rambam has a halacha in Beis HaMikdash, that's in the first parak of Hilchos Beis Bachira, halacha Yud Aleph, that mefarim also. We have to do everything to beautify the Beis HaMikdash. So since wherever we are on Yom Kippur, in whatever house ham we're in, we're entering in to the home of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are guests in His abode, therefore we have to beautify our homes. So the element of going out and being Mekabel Yom Tov, as we do on Shabbos, to be Mekabel Shabbos, that doesn't exist because we are guests in Hashem's house. And therefore it doesn't make sense that we will welcome ourselves. But on the other hand, the secondary form or mode of kavod, namely to organize the house in a beautiful way, that applies even to Yom Tov, although for a different reason. Not because God, Kaviyochel, is our guest, we are His guests, but because we have to treat the house as if we are in the Mikdash, because on Yom Tov, the Kedushas Hayom and the Simcha of Lifnei Hashem generates halach that wherever we are, we're standing in the presence of Hashem as if we entered into His Shechina, into His Makom Shechina, into His Beis HaMikdash. And therefore we have to beautify the home.